Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Some advice, really. For 19 of my 33 years, I've actually been gay. However, recently, especially after listening to your podcast and hearing your dulcet and seductive tones, I've come to realise that I'm actually straight. So I'm really looking for some advice on how I can break this news to my loved ones. You know, coming out straight is probably going to be one of the hardest things I'll ever have to do.
Okay, well, first of all, congrats on being straight. Your mum can breathe a sigh of relief. And also, thank you for the reason, because you like the sound of my voice. I get that a lot. I'm kind of known for, like, turning gay guys straight. It's happened before. I'm not like a fag hag, but I'm kind of like a non-threatening kind of like girl. Obviously, the quiche levels are high. I have like a fuck me kind of voice, I reckon. Like, I've heard that from a few guys. Anyway, I'm also known for turning a lot of straight guys gay too. Like, some of the guys I've hooked up with, they can't handle like how like aggressive I am in the bedroom. And I hear a lot of like ow and stop when I'm like going down on them and stuff, which has turned a lot of them off women for life. But yeah, I'm here for it. But anyway, I take it as a compliment. Basically, if a guy is like close to like turning either way, then I usually kind of like tip them over the edge, which is random, but I'm here for it. Okay, so ways that you can let your loved ones know that you're coming out as straight. I've been thinking a lot about this. It's all about like dropping the clues, because I've like, when I had my bi phase, like just after year 12, when I had my girlfriend Astrid, I had to let mum and dad know that I was bi. But I wanted to ease them into it with like dropping a few clues. So I got one of those rubber vaginas, like, you know, like the lifelike ones with like the butt and everything. They're really kind of chunky, like the skin tone, like latex, just with the, like the two holes. And I just left it on my bed for mum and dad to see, just to drop like a little hint. I just generally started acting more butch. Like, I was like burping heaps and like spitting. Yeah, just like, if we were outside, I just like hock a loogie on the grass. I'd sit with my legs spread really wide as well. Like, you might want to do like a man spread. Try that in front of your parents, just to kind of like give them the kind of vibe of where you're headed. Have a little scratch. Stop using moisturizer too is a good one. That'll like make them sus. Start using Lynx deodorant too, the Africa one. Just to like give them a little whiff of your new lifestyle. Stop crying too. That's one I did. I used to just like fall over and get up and be just like, yeah, what? I got into monster trucks too, and I'd asked dad if he'd wanted to go to like a show with me, and yeah, he was really confused. I just kept like really ripped old undies and stuff. What other butch kind of clues did I do? Pissed on the toilet seat. No, I didn't do that. I didn't go that far. Mum and dad, like, they pretty much knew where my mind was headed when they saw the rubber vagina. It was, like, pretty much a big giveaway. just like I left it kind of semi-lubed up on the side of my bed. I finally told them that I was in my bi phase and they were like so cool with it. They were like really understanding and nice. And because I'd like laid that kind of trail of clues, I think they had time to like digest it. And yeah, Mum told me that she pashed this girl at her year 9 camp and I was like, TMI, disgusting. Yeah, and Dad said he masturbated with cousin Ron during his uni days, which made me want to throw up, but yeah. So yeah, hope that helps. Thanks for the quezzy. Again, thank you for the compliment. And I hope you enjoy your new straight life.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Gemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!